You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
I have Texas Chainsaw Massacre on, so it's just all chainsaw sounds and screaming for the next 20 minutes.
There was no picture for a second, so all I could hear was like, ah! I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Call American police, I need help.
Yeah, I just got the warning too on Skype. It's like, Skype cannot be used for emergency calls. I was like, when would you ever need to do that? And then immediately, I'm greeted with chainsaw sounds and a woman screaming. My wife's gone to pick up my son from preschool, so at any moment I might have like a screaming small man run into the house, but I think I locked the back gate so they can just go around the back and play, so it should be good. He won't disrupt us too much, I don't think.
Okay, cool. On the other podcast, Nathan's dog is our third contributor.
He's part of the Patreon.
Yeah. Just yes. Get an hour of Paul just barking.
So he gets doggy treats for cash per comment. So we're already off topic.
We haven't started. It does not take long.
I'll definitely throw this at the end. But the reason we had a bit of a... We had a break because fuck it. But also we had a break because I got banned from Facebook and it became very difficult to organize things because I didn't realize how much you rely on that shitty medium to talk to people overseas. So
technology tells us I was dying.
Yeah,
rough old stretch.
Yeah, it became difficult. I actually went on Twitter for a little while because I was like, fuck Facebook, piece of shit website. And I was like, what am I doing on here? This metal Twitter sucks. Like, it's just, I started thinking, oh, I should address a tweet to metal Twitter. And then I thought, no, I shouldn't do that. Fuck that. But the first comment I added, I made a new account. Eventually I caved in and was like, come back on for a day or two and added like you, Joe, and just a few toilet people to get, just to get back onto it and reconvene. And the first thing you send me is sick fucking death metal from an Australian band. It's like, have you heard this filth yet? And I'm like, ah, see?
I sent that literal minutes after I discovered it. I was like, Pat needs to know about this.
Yeah. So the band is Gutless, and you said they're members of Suicide, right?
I think it's two of the three or three of the four are all dudes from Suicide.
It's not Toby the fucking legend that I interviewed for the site a while back. It's the guitarist, I think.
Just
looking at the picture here, I recognize the guitarist. But just filthy fucking death metal. So that's what I was greeted to the moments after rejoining fucking Zuck's shithouse site, which was great because, we needed... We were going to do another end of year episode and play a bunch of stuff that we enjoyed throughout the year, but there's already new shit coming out. You can't even week without getting, oh shit, I'm behind. So this is a bit filthier than Suicide. I think it's a bit more feral, a bit more off the hook.
Yeah. It's I get a real Cannibal Corpse kind of vibe from it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not sloppy or anything. Like it's still pretty tight, but yeah, it's definitely more of like a garagey type recording and just
being put out through my new favorite label, Maggot Stomp. They're fucking killing it. It's stupid.
Yeah, well, what was the other one we played? Mortal Wound.
Mortal Wound, yeah.
And
they've got Incoffinize they just put out. Yeah. They did a re-release of a Church of Disgust album. And then I think Grave Ascension is the other demo they've released that it's just all really good fucking gnarly death metal. I think they have a coffee mug where it just says caveman shit, and that is the perfect way to describe it.
Filling your mug with caveman shit. so this track's called, we're going to play Boiled Alive, which I'm guessing...
My favorite.
It's obviously just about the oceans and what we're doing to them. don't tell you. But
this is part of Gojira's unreleased Sea Shepherd EP. I'm still mad about that. God damn it. Joe and Mario, put that shit out.
We know they listen. They've got the quintessential Aussie name. I didn't even really have to have you tell me that they were Australian, because all I needed to do was hear the name Gutless, and I don't know if that's like a thing that people say over there, but like Gutless is a pretty common turn of phrase here. Like if someone's just a fucking weak piece of shit, they're a gutless cunt, and you know, it just suits their vibe too. I'm like, this is perfect. I've got True Blue Ocker metal here. Since you showed me them, actually, I've started following them on Facebook, and I'm like, damn it, they're in fucking Melbourne as well. So I'll wait till they come up to Sydney and play with maybe Convulsing or fucking, I don't know, some Sydney. He's not even in Sydney anymore. Fuck. No more Sydney bands.
Everyone's abandoned you.
I'm moving to Melbourne. Fuck this. They got a better death metal scene. Contaminated and all those guys. Yeah, so this is Boiled Alive. It came out, what, midway through December or something? But
it was around Christmas, I think.
Yep. So it's already out. You can just go grab it. Is it Name Your Price? I don't know.
Is it I believe it's Name Your Price.
Yep. So this is Gutless. Get on it. We'll be right back. recorded and mixed by J-Mo. Yeah, we're definitely in Bogan territory.
I learned a new Aussie phrase that I did not know earlier today.
What is it?
Rock spider.
Oh, yeah.
I think you and Joe were joking about getting Levante to say something about Rock Spider Radio. And I was like, I don't understand this. And then I saw Joe use it again to describe Miko Aspa. And I was like, what the fuck does this mean? So I looked it up, and the very first thing was Wiktionary, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Joe put up a post the other day saying you can pay to get like Jose Mangan or fucking Phil Labonte to intro your show. And of course my mind went straight to what's the worst possible thing that I could do to these fucking assholes.
That they won't think twice about. He's gonna be like, okay, whatever, Rock Spider.
Yeah, tell him to call in and say hi, I'm Phil Labonte and I support the Libertarian Rock Spider Network, and just yeah, it's like rock, I'm from Rock Spider Radio, and yeah, he won't know.
Yeah, he'll have no idea.
Yeah, and he's too, let's be real, he's too fucking busy and dumb to look it up, so I think that's the go. Give him $5 and ruin his credibility or whatever he has left, because fuck that guy. Maybe what's his name? Todd Jones from Nails could do it as well. He seems to be getting on fucking...
I've just been, like, glaring at my Nails records, like, fuck you. God damn it.
Everyone's so mad at him, and I find it very fucking funny. Like, I guess because I haven't developed an attachment to the fucking 46 minutes of music that Nails have put out over the last 10 years. Just like every tweet he says is just digging his hole even deeper. I'm like, this guy's a fucking moron. It's
oh my god, it's so stupid.
It's Chris Barnes level, but like the paranoia is more focused, I guess.
He's like, I'm going to blow the lid off this whole fucking thing. Are you guys ready for this? Metal sucks, takes money from people, and then says bad stuff about them. Yeah, man. What the fuck unethical kind of shit are you trying to support here?
I haven't been to Metal Sucks in a long time, probably since our site started, but it's like, that's the most... That's the best compliment you could give to them. Like, they've taken money from someone, but also badmouthed them.
Yeah,
that's unexpectedly cool. Like that's a good thing to do. You don't want someone
dope as hell. Like, yeah. Give me fucking money and you know, fuck you and your wife. Get out of here.
Are you implying they have integrity and like journalistic fucking subjectivity or no objectivity? Like what the fuck, Todd? Where are you going, you lunatic?
Like what kind of bullshit are you expect? Like, okay, give me the money, and then I'm only gonna say like glowing things. That's fucking awful horseshit.
They're the people you want to avoid because you can't trust them. Anyway, the next track is from Contrarian, which they're about to release their third album. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I never really followed them until now. Like I remember seeing the cover for. Was it?
Yeah, the last one with, like, the Space Marlin. The one I remember. I don't know if they had anything before Space Marlin.
Yeah, I remember, was it Polemic or Polemic?
Yeah.
The one that sounds like it's a, it's a terrible affliction that hundreds of thousands of people have where their blood is infected with Polish nationalism, you know, Polemic. I think that was the last one. Or was that, that's Nurgle's thing, isn't it, really?
Boom! Behemoth burns.
He's got those. He's got
now. Metal Blade can't pay us money, so we've talked shit about Behemoth.
It's pretty much the whole Polish scene, to be honest. There's probably one band in Poland that isn't full of fucking fashy type losers, but I'm yet to find them because every fucking band I like from there ends up being scum associate. So pick up your game, Poland. This one is going to be called "Their Worm Never Dies," and. Their worm. I don't know. I didn't even read the title the first few times I looked at it. I was like, this
worm doesn't die.
I don't know, but the cover is like...
I want to meet this immortal worm.
The cover is straight from the Neverending Story. It's like the dark fucking DeviantArt fanfic. Hold on. Anyway, where were we? Contrarian.
Immortal Worms.
Yeah. The fucking worm that I don't know anything about. So it's kind of proggy, death metal I was talking to Spear about it the other day, and he's got the record as well, and he was saying George Colias, drummer extraordinaire, he apparently does vocals for them, which I didn't know. So he's quite busy there doing vox and drums, which is something you hear about a bit. Like, it happens a bit, I suppose, but it's not something that, like, I consider the person doing to be human, because what the fuck? The drums on this especially, they're quite technical, and the band, it kind of sounds like a late era death, like Symbolic or Sound of Perseverance, sort of very late era death, and he's doing the vocals and the drums. So I don't know, I guess he left Nile, and who else was he in?
Oh,
I can't remember.
That's my answer.
Yeah,
that's
this is
every time I hear his name, every time I hear his name, I just think of it's one of those dumb, like, relationship memes. And it's like a guy and a girl holding hands on a beach, and it says, like, nothing beats faster than your heart when you see your true love or whatever. And then at the bottom is George Colias, and it says, except George Colias. George Colias is fast as fuck.
I have no idea where you're going with that.
It's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen, but I still think of it, like, from time to time. Like, I'll be taking a piss, and I'll think, George Colias, fast as fuck. It cracks me up.
It sounds like a meme from that, like, everything thrash metal page, like, just the generic fucking Impact font boomer meme. That actually sounds decent. So, yeah, it's, as I said, it's, like, sort of late era death. So, if you, I don't know, I've been listening to it, and I think, like, if you wanted to compare it, say, like, so say Gruesome are, like, the body, they embody death, and then, like, Horrendous have the spirit, this would be like the mind, this is like the brains, you know, like they've got the prog chops, and it's not directly derivative of, you know, Chuck or whatever, but it's like you can definitely hear that that's the sound they're going for, and it's worked really well. There's a lot of clean passages on the album and some kind of nice melodies and harmonies and stuff, and a lot of chopping and changing too, like, you know, people whinge about death for that, but I don't know. I don't really mind it as much as other people seem to complain, but this whole album is fucking pretty cool. Doesn't come out till March. It's on Willow Tip. But yeah, just keep your eye out for the Neverending Story cover.
Less Worm, More Marlin.
This song is called Exorcism, and it's out March 15th.
Yeah, with my
Alright, so that was Contrarian with Exorcism. Next, we've got fucking Pissgrave.
Fucking Pissgrave.
Don't you hate it when your grave gets covered in piss?
I personally want my coffin stuffed with piss. Just overflowing with piss.
You need a pump. Just...
Yeah, give me a piss pump to pump all that piss out of my grave. And then pump some more piss back in once all that piss has been pumped out. I'm just going to see how many times I can cram piss in.
Until today, all I'd heard about was the fucking artwork. And I realized I hadn't even heard the song yet. It came out like a week ago. And I was like, you know, I haven't even seen a link for the song. I haven't even heard it yet. I've had multiple discussions about the art. There's already memes like taking the piss out of the art, like comparing it to other bands. Oh, they're edgy, this, it's blah, blah. I'm like, I should have really listened to the song by now.
I only listen to it on YouTube because I don't want to fucking see the art.
I'm the person that doesn't
want to see it.
Hey, you like horror. You're
like,
the horror.
Over time, I fucking cave and I'm like, God damn it, fine, whatever. Fucking half of a human face hanging off here. That's great.
Motherfucker's teeth are upside down and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, before this, like, I read the announcement and it just says Pissgrave with a black background. And I was like, oh, tight. I'm going to order the hell out of that. And then I saw the actual cover and I was like, maybe I won't order the hell out of that. I don't need a 12-inch version of that fucking hanging out.
Yeah, you don't want the vinyl.
No, absolutely not.
Too much detail.
And yeah, people are like, well, you have the first one, like, come on, you knew it was going to be gross. The first one just looks like some shitty fucking soup. Like, you have to really dig in to realize, hey, this is a dude who got fried, like, in a bathtub. Yeah. You glance at it, like, I don't know what that is, but it's kind of gross. This one is just human jaw mangled and shit. And
there's more jaw than face. I didn't realize anyone had this much jaw.
I didn't realize your teeth could go that way.
You're the horror guy. You should be happy with this. This is not...
But horror is all fucking fake. That's a real dead fucking guy. I don't want that. I don't want a real dead guy.
I think I have a mental problem. Like, I'm okay with this, but not, like... I can't watch, like, you know, any fucking horror movies, pretty much.
I guess they're doing better than Numenorean because they don't have a fucking murdered child on the cover yet. Yeah.
If it was a kid.
We'll see what they do for their third album, I guess.
Oh, I think I can see the guy's nose. I think it's his nose in the bottom left. I've been looking at the teeth this whole time.
I'm gonna have to look at it now to see. God damn you.
I'm pretty sure it's his nose. I just want to know where they're going to go next. Like, the first one's the, you know, the fucking bathtub sarcophagus situation, the milkshake. This one's like, oh
fuck, that is a nose.
All the tooth you can handle. Like, what are they going to do next? Pissgrave have really fucking backed themselves into a corner here. They might be a 2-album hit. That's it.
That's fine. The song's really good.
Oh, this is a song.
Anything about it because it's just been the fucking artwork is so distracting. Get Mark Riddick to draw some fucking gross shit for you, like everyone else, weirdos. God.
So yeah, there is a song, and it's called Euthanasia. The album's called Posthumous Humiliation. Maybe that's what it is. Like the posthumous humiliation is like someone playing Gotcha Nose with this guy, and they're like taking it away on the side there. It comes out on March 1st through Profound Law. Pissgrave, you know what you're getting.
Yep.
It's what it says on the box.
Fuck.
4K corner. I've had a few weeks off, so I've just been buying.
Like the 4K?
I've been buying.
Extreme side of his nose. And that one nostril you see off of the side.
Oh, I've finished the Alien series. You might be happy hearing that. Yeah, I'm an adult. And this is like confessions. Yeah, I'm over 30 and I only just finished the Alien series. Yeah, how many Hail Marys? How many Hail Ripleys? But yeah, I didn't think Covenant was that bad. I was prepared for the worst, like with everyone saying it was fucking terrible. But
Covenant's fine. Yeah, it's not amazing. It's got some cool shit in it, but it's also got some dumb shit in it.
Yeah, like I liked Prometheus, so I think the fact that it had some tie-ins with that was okay. Like, it wasn't exactly what I would have wanted or expected, but it was like, yeah, this is all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first one, obviously, and Prometheus are my favorites. So I don't know if that ruffles feathers or not. I'm not really into...
Probably will.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like the second one as much as everyone seems to think it was fucking awesome. I was like, it's okay. Like...
Yeah, now you're fighting a lot of people on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the gist that everyone seems to regard that one super high, and I was like, it was okay. I don't know.
Did you watch the director's cut of number 3?
I had options. Every single disc I bought had like fucking 2 or 3 versions, and I was like, oh, fuck, which one do I watch? Yeah.
That's the only one that I recommend watching, the director's cut or the whatever the fuck it's called. If it's not director's cut, it's something weird, like assembly cut.
I think I watched a theatrical cut for the first one and then director's cut for 2, 3 and on, and then went back and watched the director's cut for the first one. So, yeah. I've also got a podcast where they do a commentary. I'm looking forward to, Super Ego. And they do like comedic movie commentaries, so like you sync it up, and I'm interested to listen to that because I've only done like they've done one for Man with the Golden Gun and Empire Strikes Back, and they're fucking hilarious. So one of them does a really good H.R. Giger, so I'm interested to hear.
Oh God,
yeah, they do the first Alien, so I'm gonna line that up and watch the. I don't know if they did. I'm assuming they do theatrical, so yeah, I'm keen to hear that. Apart from that, yeah, just blowing all my paycheck on fucking anything I find instead of beer. So that's
wise. Nice. Wise, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's 4K corner. Don't come at me with your Alien fucking bullshit, nerds.
I am exclusively Alien bullshit.
I'll tell you what's fucked. My friend brought over, because I was a massive Predator fan growing up, my friend brought over Alien vs. Predator.
And how upset were you watching it?
Well, this is maybe 10 years, roughly whenever they came out, like 10 years ago or whatever, but I'd seen them.
Still be upset about it. I'm still upset about it 10 years later.
You're going to be way more upset. I saw them before I saw Alien.
God, that's an atrocious introduction.
Yeah.
And I went and saw the Alien vs. Predator Requiem like at midnight on Thanksgiving whenever it came out. It was the dumbest thing I've ever done, I think.
What'd you do that for? You had warning. You had the first one.
They're like, this one's gory, and like the fucking Predalien's a part of it. I'm like, all right, I'm in. And it's so fucking stupid.
I can't remember a single thing from those movies, so like, I saw them advertised for $10 for a 2-pack, and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to fund this. This is like funding terrorism, but. It's $10 and I want to watch them again for the laugh, so I'm going to buy it and kick back and have a laugh. Yeah,
was
don't
it worth
me
it?
About that either. There's a word for that. What is it? I'm a masochist.
Yeah.
We didn't get sidetracked. That was all to plan. The next...
Obviously. Like everything we do here.
Yeah.
At Index.
I was thinking too, we should change the name because we never really set in stone on the name. So I was like, I was trying to come up with good ones. I was like, oh, Riff Raff, that's a good name. And then I remembered, isn't there, there's like a rapper called that or something? I've never heard any of his tracks, and I'm like, he can't have that. He doesn't riff or raff.
I don't know shit about his music, but his hair is fantastic.
Well, I just keep picturing Little Kev from Always Sunny. Whenever I hear Riff Raff, I'm like, yeah, they're the same guy.
Close. He's Little Kev with a mullet.
Yeah, he's probably someone you could mistake for, you know, having a mental disability or whatever. But he doesn't deserve the title Riff Raff because I haven't heard any of his music, but I'm 100% sure he's never riffed or raffed. And I was like, okay, who's the riff? Kit's the riff. Because it's, you do the thing, you draw the art, you play guitar still, you riff, and I just raff. And and I was like, yeah, the name kind of sucks. But then, like, but Kit, it's like, it's got the I in the middle, and raff, Pat. It's got the A in the middle. So I'm like, okay, I'm selling myself on this. And then I couldn't come up with...
This is a real deep dive into Riff Raff that I was not expecting.
I had about 20 minutes today where I just thought about that rapper dude. So don't... It's like, why does he exist? Why is his name Riff Raff? How can we take it back from him? Anyway. Yeah, we don't have a name for this show. We're only 10 episodes in, so just call it whatever you want.
Kit Pat sounds like Riff Raff.
Yeah. Jordan had a good name as well, and I fucking forgot what it was. I'm gonna have to hit him up again and ask him what that was. We do have another song to play. We might go out of this one, actually. It's from a tech death band that I'd not heard of before this. It might even be their first. So they're on Transcending Obscurity, which is a fucking sick label. We've premiered a lot of their material. The band's from Greece, though, so it's probably yeah.
Hold on, don't get too excited. They're Greeks.
I'm pretty sure they're not nationalists. Okay, they're not part of the Golden Dawn. they're not black metal. So you know, if you're a Greek band and you play black metal, you know, you've got that stigma attached to you now where you're, like, considered sketch by affiliation. But, yeah, these guys are tech. They kind of sound a bit like Gorod or even that Moss Upon the Skull track we played a little while ago. It's got that... It's not really polished production, so it's, you know...
I thought you were going to say Goro, because we were talking about Mortal Kombat earlier. And I was like, they sound like Goro. That's dope as hell. And just like his screams in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he just did a lot of grunting. Hey? He was kind of like Bane before Bane got the whole Tom Hardy makeover, where he was just this big, manifestly ugly, gross thing that the bad guy used as like a henchman, like a genetic oddity. Goro Smash. I don't know. Whatever happened? Remember the cavemen that used to... What were they called? Wasn't one of them called Goro? We had cavemen in the comments.
Gorak. Yeah, Gorak.
Yeah. Wonder what happened with
Which
that.
Reminds me of Zorak from Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Dubs would be happy with that one. He loves the old Space Ghost.
Zorak is my hero.
I'm currently, speaking of Dubs, I'm pouring out a black coffee for the W, for the fallen brother.
Yeah. Everyone pour one out.
He's retired to putter around in his slippers.
Fend off hawks. They overwhelmed him. It's too much.
It could be like a ruse on his part. This is just giving him more time to amass an eagle army of freedom.
He's luring them into a false sense of security.
I tried to think of a segue there about luring people in, but I can't do it. So
lure you into
Cerebrum,
Greece, for some sweet tech death and Greek salads. I don't know Greek food.
They got mad food. Baklava, that's Greek, isn't it, or is that Turkish? I don't know.
I get that confused with balaclavas. And it makes me seem like a real idiot.
Just douse everything in olive oil and call it Greek. That's how it is,
Boom.
Isn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah. What do you got? Fucking, you got a hamburger? Just cover it in olive oil. It's a fucking Greek burger.
That's how you know it's like Greco-Roman wrestling is because they're all covered in olive oil.
What the fuck is Greco-Roman wrestling, and how is it different to just... Because there's two wrestling at the Olympics, over. Right?
Olive oil.
That's the only difference. The other one, they're just using, like, veggie oil. Like, no, it's palm oil. They're the ones fucking over the orangutan forests. We're going to ban that other type of wrestling.
Destroying orangutan homes.
Yeah, just do Greco-Roman, you fucking olive oil.
I don't know either. This got very strange, very fast.
Yeah. Good. this track's called Escape to Bliss. The album's called Iridium. So that kind of sounds like... that could fit in maybe with my Riff of the Week theme for this week was Elemental. And I think Iridium is an element. It definitely sounds like an element. I should probably know. I've done like 5 units of chemistry at university, and I'm like, maybe that's an element. I don't know.
Made up antium.
Oh, fuck. What's the one in Avatar? Unobtainium?
Unobtainium.
Fucking hell, man.
That's top notch thing.
I looked into the inbox today, and I was a bit disappointed because I expected, you know, someone to pick up like maybe Gorod's Birds of Sulfur and Phosphorus and stuff. It's just like mostly iron. Look at all these fucking sword-wielding dorks just sending in iron stuff.
Fuck all these weirdos. I'm going to submit a sulfurous track.
Yeah, sulfur or yeah. Find a molybdenum type song. A day boron.
Anti gold.
Anyway. We're doing it again. This track came out on December 21st from the album Iridium. Okay, so you won't be able to send this one in anyway, because the track's called Escape to Bliss. The band's called Cerebrum, and you can pick it up now from Transcending Obscurity. Save my voice for no good insane. what have you been watching on? Obviously, what you watched Mortal Kombat for it.
Yep, and then our most recent one we recorded last night was Jason X.
Okay. I thought the idea was to watch bad movies. Why are you watching Mortal Kombat? That's the pinnacle of cinema.
So that was we're gonna try and do like bonus episodes on Bandcamp and charge like $1 or something to just like, you know, to get better recording equipment or
yeah, that's cool.
Whatever. And so we figured we'd do like action movies, but
yeah,
that has not worked.
Well, look. Christopher Lambert or Lambert or whatever, his acting's horrific, so that's horror, really. It fits your genre. Him fucking doing Raiden with like that hat, man, I can just remember that from, I was only like 10 or something when that came out, but I can remember like distinctly thinking, this stinks, like there's something wrong here, it shouldn't be him.
He's still the best Raiden too. Fucking James Remar in Annihilation sucks so much ass. Oh my god.
I'm really interested to go back and watch the other Mortal Kombat. There's two more movies, isn't there? Or like straight to DVD type ones or something?
So there was Annihilation, which is like the direct sequel, and then they did like a really serious TV series or YouTube series kind of thing.
Okay. That might be what I was thinking of.
It was like 10 parts or something, and it's on Blu-ray now, and I think they just edited it all together.
Okay.
So, I haven't watched any of that.
Yeah, I'm interested to get, like, I haven't been stoned for a while, but I want to get, like, super stoned and just, like, just gawk in horror at, like, how fucking dismal those movies would be.
Annihilation, I watched it sober, and it was incredible. Like, I need to get high as shit and watch it, so I can be like, what? And just lose my mind at how dumb it is.
Yeah, I remember with the first one, I was like, yeah, like I said, I was only like, I think it was at 95, so I was like 11, and like, we were pumped for it. Like, I was in the prime age of Mortal Kombat, and yeah, the movie came out, and I remember being super excited, but it still was like, I wouldn't have even known what cultural appropriation was, and I'm seeing like, a fucking Flemish Belgian motherfucker being Raiden, and I was like, hold on, something's wrong here. This just doesn't seem right. There was something weird about that. And then you compare it to the Street Fighter movie, and it was like, okay, the Mortal Kombat movie's not too bad.
Yeah, that movie was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jean-Claude Van Damme was who they had originally wanted to be Johnny Cage,
okay.
And he turned it down so he could be in Street Fighter.
Yeah. Well, that I'm glad he did, because we ended up with that awesome fucking speech that Guile gives. That thing is amazing. My friend always, like, one of my best friends, like, we grew up together watching those and playing the video games, and he just remembered that we're taking the boat and we're going down the river, and he used to just quote it at any time. I'd like, where are you pulling this from? How do you remember it? And then thank fuck it's on YouTube, so I can just relive it over and over without having to watch the whole movie. But yeah, what, he's Belgian too, isn't he? There would have been two Belgians in Mortal Kombat. That's one.
That's too many.
Yeah, too many Belgians. Sorry, Belgium.
Troopers, I just received new orders. Our superiors say the war is cancelled. We can all go home. Bison is getting paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here will have died for nothing. But we can all go home. Meanwhile, ideals like peace, freedom, and justice, they get packed up. But we can all go home. Well, I'm not going home. I'm gonna get on my boat, and I'm going upriver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is gonna feel it. Now, who wants to go home, and who wants to go with me? Yeah!